Hello and welcome to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast with your host, Laura Sanzo. Everyone's perception of the world is different based on their model of the world, and her goal is to celebrate that by building the most inclusive self-development podcast. Laura and her guests share their stories and share invaluable strategies from the world of science, spirituality, business, health, personal relationships, and everything in between. We cover it all. Get inspired, learn to welcome adversity, understand the failures only feedback, and get ready to hear discussion on some of the most important issues facing us today. Enjoy the episode. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast. Today we're looking at the world through the eyes of Megan Sanchez, who's a designer, journalist, business coach, and entrepreneur, founder of FML News, FML Fashion, and Mega Wins. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. I have so much respect for you and I'm so excited every time we talk.
Oh my God, me too.
I just wanted to say, one of your last IGTV episodes was so eye-opening for me. You were doing the tapping sessions. Yeah. And I just wanted to very quickly say that I loved that. I took some time off my day to go through with that. And I felt really good after that. So I really appreciated it.
Oh, thank you. It was actually like such a windy episode. We were just talking about climate change and the weather and it was like beautiful. And I'm like, I'm going to do this outside because there was like beautiful clouds. And I thought it would be so nice energetically for everybody. Then as soon as I like got outside, like the wind started and all the clouds and like went dark. So, but thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about with you. You're so incredible. And I can't wait for everyone to follow you on Instagram and just see everything that you're putting out there, which we're going to talk about everything today. But I just want to just talk quickly. You're such a multifaceted entrepreneur. You really do it all and you do it all with such grace and beautifully. And I wanted to ask, where did that start for you? Have you always been entrepreneur?
That's a really good question. I honestly don't know. I do feel though that ever since I was little, I was very drawn to so many. My energy was all over the place. My father and mother didn't know what to do with me really. I mean, I loved some traditional things. Like I did always love school and everything, extracurricular activities, but I was always kind of drawn also to just, you know, reading, like, I don't want to say weird or awkward things, but like things that you wouldn't expect. I was always into like consciousness and science, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like extra things outside of school and all of that. Yeah. I think, well, my father's an artist and my mother's a linguist. So perhaps they also influenced that type of creative aspect of entrepreneurship. I want to say that I began to fall in love with entrepreneurship during college. I started seeing the power of social media with so many of my friends, and they were already skyrocketing with their like influencer ways and stuff. So I was observing. Mm-hmm. For a while, I was just observing. And as far as my first project, FMO News, it was really born out of a consequence of my studies in college. I had studied for my first degree, actually, politics and economics, which is totally unrelated to business, if you think about it. But again, like my passion for, I was always like reading on the side, business related stuff. So I was like, well, why not merge these two things together, or at least find a way to merge them? So that's how I kind of kickstarted. And I'm really an advocate for women, especially of like freeing ourselves from like the chains that society wants to like put us in every sense, but especially like the expectations that are surrounded by like the idea that maybe we have to be in some certain way. So whatever a woman does or that goes against that, that can rebel against that and can totally be like your bombastic, authentic self, gets me super excited.
And I love that you said that, because I was actually going to ask you, like, what would be your response to the narrative that is like, you know, focus on one thing, you know, put your energy in one thing and let that, like, you know, confrontation before you move into something else?
Yeah. I mean, I got to respect how the process is different for everyone, first of all. So I can definitely understand and still support different methodologies or approaches to entrepreneurship. For some people, that means sticking to rules, or at least testing out the rules first and seeing, you know, how that kind of mixes in with your own personality. But I want to say, like, I think for the majority of people in general, I mean, the real fun begins when, yeah, you just start really breaking those rules. And in a certain sense, you start getting on that energy wave where your uniqueness kind of, like, I want to say fuses with what business you're doing, right? Yeah. So you're energetically there. It's not like just a physical thing anymore. It's like, you're there, your consciousness is growing, you're evolving.
I love that. Cause I always say that regardless of if something's working for someone else energetically, if you can lean into it and it's not you, it's not going to work for you regardless of how successful somebody else might be with that process. So I love that point that you made. Give us, if you will, a peek into Megan's world. So tell us a little bit more about all your projects, Evelmo News, fashion, which is all amazing, and Mega Win.
Yes. All right. So it all began from Evelmo News as a consequence of my studies. And I really wanted to, like, find a way to give, I wanted to create a platform that would empower as many people as possible, in short. You know, I was just observing all of the chaos going around in the world today, right? So, like, but some positive things have come out of it, like, you know, the empowerment movements for both females, the LGBTQ community, even, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, just so many important movements are going on today, not to mention the whole environmental movement as well. So I wanted to kind of bring everything together and create this platform, this space where everybody could just come together, bond, and shine as their authentic selves. So that's pretty much what the Evolution Movement News represents. That's what Evmo News means to me, and hopefully for other people that are a part of it as well. Evmo Fashion was pretty much, I was like, you know what? We should launch some merch. We should have some merch, yeah, that bonds us together and that represents this. And I was like, well, okay, let's just call it Evmo Fashion and have it represent the same ideals. And I'm having a lot of fun with that because I actually did not properly study fashion per se in school, but, like, I love talking to people about it. I learned so much in the few years. So, like, I love it even more when I feel that I'm learning it, like, naturally, as opposed to, you know what I mean? As opposed to, like, inside of an institution or something. Yeah.
Where do you get your inspo for that?
I'm sorry, what?
Where do you get your inspiration for that, for the fashion pieces?
Maybe my dad. I mean, he's an artist. So he put a paintbrush in my hand when I was, like, the age of two or something.
Yeah.
I remember I wrote my name kind of, like, backwards or something. I don't know. It was really funny, but he put a paintbrush in my hand when I was two. So I guess that lives in me. And I just have such an appreciation for, like, abstract things and consciousness related things, which I think that's what drew us close to each other. And that resonates so much, like, with me and you. And I always feel like I'm learning so much from you, you know, like, I had no idea what the tapping process was all about until I started, you know, following you and watching that. So, I'm sorry. I don't want to make it all about you, but
I'm here to talk about you. Thank you though. I'm going to blush. I'm blushing. People can't see me, but I'm blushing. And Mega Wins.
And Mega Wins. Since I began the other two projects on my own and kickstarted as a solopreneur, I pretty much was learning on the go. And then I started seeing that there was a market for people interested in actually learning how to set up their own business. People started, you know, DMing me and saying, like, Meg, how do you build, like, what website provider did you use? Like, or what did you do on Instagram? This and that. And it all started out, you know, with, like, a lot of just free-willed advice giving to people. But then, you know, as the requests started coming in, I was like, well, I can make a project out of this as well. And I never shy away from free advice in general. Like, that's, I'm open to that. But at the same time, if I could create a platform for people that really, you know, want to go all in their business, like, why not, you know, why not make that into a separate project itself as well? So that's kind of how that started.
I love that. I want to talk about social media for a minute. You, by standards of social media percentile, have, like, a huge following, but a couple of things that set you apart, I think, from other influencers, for me anyways. One is that you do it authentically and organically. I know, and holistically, like, you establish relationships with people. You're not just following and following and other techniques that may be taught by other people. And two, you're always showing up for people, you know, like, exactly, like, jumping on people's lives. And, you know, you have Instagram groups that just really allow women to be there for each other and support each other. And reality is, you know, when you have the base that you have on Instagram, you really don't even need to be doing those things, really, right? But you do. So why is that important for you?
That's important for me because personally, I feel, well, I have my own opinions about, you know, how like the current marketing field is. I have kind of like a dislike for some traditional marketing methods for the reason that, first of all, I believe many of them are like saturated and obsolete as methods of doing things. And on the one hand, you do have a saturated market which sees a lot of people doing the same things, speaking the same way, speaking the same way, doing the same things, and behaving the same way. And at the end of the day, I feel that like the organic method, the holistic method, connecting again to the soul of people and giving that time of day to show people that we're more than like just a business, we're more than just our jobs, we're more than just an influencer, we're more than just social media. Like, that's what humans want. That's what I want. I'm sure that every human at the bottom of their heart wants that type of connection with a person. So I think that, you know, like, traditional marketing is lacking in that. And that's why a lot of people might be like struggling to grow or struggling, you know, to like, let's talk about the micro topic of email marketing, for example. I'm neither pro nor against it, but what I do have to say is that it's been so saturated that it needs to be reinjected with, again, like, this organic, authentic, loving type of nurturing energy. Otherwise, I mean, you can have an email list of, you know, 10,000 subscribers, but what good is it if you're tempesting them with like pre-made template emails, maybe like 60 times a day? That's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean? And then obviously, like, more than half of those are going to unsubscribe. So it all goes back to real value. Like, what real value can we actually deliver to people without even, I mean, obviously everybody at the end of the day, sooner or later, also thinks about the numbers. It's natural. Like, it's natural to pay attention to them. But if we can get out of that box of thinking and into this like organic way of relating ourselves again with people, like, it all flows naturally. And it goes back to like your studies in energy, energy studies.
And I think so many people are so attracted to what you do, especially now that, you know, so many of us are online, and for a long period of time, that's all we had. And, you know, that may be all we have going forward again at one point. So I think it's so important in respect to what you're saying, to just really add that human touch, because, you know, we're lacking that in our day-to-day, you know, post-pandemic and such. So it's so important.
Very good point. Very good point. I feel like on the one hand, it helps us move forward, the social media, especially with this like pandemic situation, because at least we're not totally social distancing. At least like we can still see people and have conversations.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's through technology and it's not the same. So I really do think that the future of marketing for especially for women, because, you know, we have an advantage. Sorry, not to put down men or anything, but we do have an advantage because we really are more in tune with these, how do you want to, you know what I mean? With these
human emotions almost.
There you go. There you go. We're more in tune with that. And or at least it comes more naturally for us, maybe because of, you know, the way society constructed behavior for men, unfortunately, historically. But, you know, I'm happy to see that now there's also a movement that is like redefining masculinity, what it means to be a vulnerable, not being afraid to be a vulnerable male. And I stand with that so much. And I think that society really will be better. I don't know in how many years, but good things are happening right now.
Definitely. If you could give like three just very quick tips for anybody that's going to listen, regardless of how they're showing up right now on Instagram, they could have a small following, a huge following. Just three simple tips how to start building today organically and really building that community-based Instagram profile or community.
Okay. First hack, I want to say it's really important to be an I don't want to use the term influencer, to be a person of value on cross platforms. I think that's my number one advice for growing in 2021. Maybe okay. It wasn't the case a couple of years ago, but you can use the different platforms to leverage each other in order to really establish that credibility and that trust people. The second thing, aesthetic feeds are not absolutely diehard necessary for everyone. It's not necessary. I mean, I'm a personal fan. Like I'm Google Gaga, you know, I love going crazy with my feed, but really when it comes to the hard facts, you don't need that in order to skyrocket your platform. Those are two. And the third advice, I want to say, be very, very clear on your vision, on your mission, on who your target is, and like on your brand persona. And also have a clear idea of who you are versus your brand persona, because they're not always connected. I mean, if, for example, you're going to build a business, a technology-based business, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same personality as you. Right. Whereas if you are a coach, a lot of times those things are going to be interrelated at a deep level. So I guess, yeah, those are my three advices for growing in 2021.
When I started to say this to you prior, before we started to record, I was like, let's wait for to start recording before we talk about this. But people are going to see this as well as soon as they come to your social media platforms. But you've built this movement, you know, that is so attractive in so many different ways, like your energy, your persona, your artistic value that you bring, your content, but also it's, I know you use the word movement, and it really is this movement that you've created. And when I think of it, I think of, you know, I think of a strong female and a leader and such, but I really think of boldness. So what would be your advice to anybody that is, you know, kind of not stepping into their boldness and still playing it safe, whether it's like in business or professionally, personally, or on social media, whatever that is, but just really hasn't stepped into their boldness.
Mm-hmm. I actually am going to quote you now.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I remember you saying on one of your episodes, every time you slip into negative thinking, it's a reminder to go back to love. And I believe that so deeply. And when you said that, I was just like, wow, that really hit me. And honestly, I think that when it comes to boldness, when it comes to like showing up, or when it comes to like all of the like high frequency sensations, so like boldness, fierceness, trusting the process, all of these high energy, it really boils down to like getting ourselves out of that low energy state where we might be negatively talking to ourselves. I think that every woman has that bold, fierce lioness within her ready to roar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. all I'm thinking right now is Katy Perry, Hear Me Roar. I don't know if that's coming up for you.
Yeah. Oh, she did a wild performance recently too, live on that. It was great.
And pretty so, bold.
Oh, yes. I think, you know, and so the advice is remind yourself who TF you are, excuse me, you know? So if that means like going for a run, writing a poem, or like lighting a candle and really taking even just 1 minute out of your day to remind yourself who you are, do it. Because you are this fierce queen, you know, and you're capable of everything. Nothing can stop you. Not a man, not another woman, because like we're here to help each other win, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's just you against you in the mirror. And it should never be an against thing to begin with. It should be a support thing. Yeah. So it comes from love, from deep self-love.
There's so many things that you say that I'm like, oh, but a couple of things that especially stood out for me. One of them was embrace your main character energy. I love that. So I think that's something in line with what you were just saying, but if you could expand on that.
Yes. Embrace your main character energy. I mean, we write the script to our own life, and we are not the villain. We are not the side characters. Each one of us is the main character of our own story. And we need to remind ourselves that every day, because when we step into our life with that kind of energy, like, all we can do is win. And I mean that in the humblest way possible. All we can do is, you know, create what is meant for us in alignment with the energy, with the universe, and with ourselves. So when we accept other people to write our story, we are living from an energy of victimhood. Mm-hmm. And as terrible and as traumatic life may be to each and every one of us, God knows, traumas are not pretty, but they exist in order to make us stronger, in order to make us evolve, in order to bring us to an upper state of consciousness compared to before. So if we are able to tackle trauma in that manner and grow from it, we got to realize that we are the main characters of our stories.
I love that. You also said something else that I love. Distance is my response. I don't return energy. I remove myself. And I especially love this, especially because you speak so much about social media. And I think going back to social media real quick, it could be as much as it is, you know, incredible platform for business and making connections and such, it could be really draining energetically. So what would you say to people that, or how would you advise people to protect their energy, regardless if it's on social media or, you know, just in person with people? What are a couple of things that you do to really be able to show up fully energetically? Because that takes work.
Absolutely. Honestly, my morning coffee is the motivator. I mean, I know that a lot of health experts are probably going to not clap at this statement. but, you know, everybody has my overall advice is having rituals. For me, it's definitely having like those 5 minutes in the morning of coffee accompanied by a nice strong breakfast. I'm one of those people that I cannot function if I don't have breakfast in the morning. Even if I wake up at like 4 or 5, doesn't matter. I have to have at least some cereal or a granola bar on the go. I have to have my breakfast. My vitamins are also part of my ritual, but like they don't have to be. I guess, again, the rituals are different for everybody, but okay. It's really, for me, also important to say that sometimes when we slip into the energy of following what society expects out of us, we slip back into that negative energy. So showing up every day is healthy if you're doing it from a happy intention. If your intention is negative on that day, you shouldn't feel guilty to take a day, to take a week, to take a month of a break from social media. And then, you know, I've had a lot of DMs regarding this and people that were concerned, and they were saying like, but isn't that going to affect the algorithm negatively? Like, am I not going to be penalized if, you know, like I take time for myself? And the answer to that is you shouldn't even care, because at the end of the day, the journey that you're on, like people get so attached to the social part of social media, I'm sorry, to the technological part of social media, that they don't realize that the real journey is spiritual above everything else in any case. And the most important thing is that you are aligned, that you are balanced, that you are in peace with yourself and your surroundings. And if that means taking a 1 week break in order to come back, and then be able to like do your rituals again, you know, like coffee, meditation, I don't know, like classical music. I don't know, you know, and you come back fully charged, more powerful than before. Like I have, like, for example, I'm taking a full break from over posting on Evmo News for the current time being. I'm focusing a little bit more on mega wins. And that's not really because I don't care about the other platform anymore, but you know, like balance is the key.
Yeah.
And like being aligned with yourself, being in peace with what you're doing. If you reach the state of being burned out, that's not only going to hurt you, but it's also going to energetically put out like the wrong mess. Like people are going to perceive that you're doing this from an energy of, you know, of obligation, and it should never be an obligation. It should always be, yeah, it should always be a pleasure to do what you do.
Definitely. I just started taking social media breaks this year, I would say. So I have one coming up this month that I wasn't even going to take, to be honest with you, because I just, you know, it's like fourth quarter. So you want to have your presence. But then I've been feeling lately that like things are just not coming to me authentically that I want to share. And I know that's because I need a break. So I have one coming up. And when I take them, just in terms of content creating and just being inspired to what I want to share, it just kind of flows through you when you give yourself that opportunity to just take a step back and not consume and just really focus on creating. And I think we had this conversation before. It's almost like people miss you when you're gone for a little bit. I'm pretty sure we had this conversation, because when you come back, it's like, you know, there's more people than usual checking out your stories, because they're probably like, well, what happened to her? Like,
yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. On the one hand, you're, you know, keeping people on their toes. And on the other hand, you're also having that time, that peace, and that space to really be creative and create, just like you said. Totally agree. Absolutely.
So what can we expect? You have your hands in so many incredible things. What do you have coming up that we can look forward to? I know you have a masterclass coming up.
Yes, we have a masterclass. Hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, by 2022, we should be up and running. But, you know, life flows how it flows. So if it's not meant to be, then we'll see. But, well, I'm taking a break myself in a bit, actually probably starting next week. I'm going to confess I am. It's probably going to be like a week or two to take some time, because I would like to whip out more freebies for my followers. I would like to create some really quick guides that can be like helpful towards like being efficient with social media. So for the mega wins, so how to like level up your efficiency while not burning out at the same time. I would really, really like to give back to the community and whip up something like that. At the same time, more ebooks are on their way. So I look forward to creating that for my community. I'm very excited about that.
I love that you're influence per se, or a leader on social media, whatever you want to term it, that really encourages people to show up, not show up, but just take that time that they need for themselves and give themselves that permission to take a step back and, you know, lean into creativity. Cause I feel like it's very feminine based, and I feel like a lot that is out there that is being instructed to people is very masculine based and just kind of like show up all the time and just, you know, be DMing people like, you know, aggressively and just like, you know, so, and I feel a lot of people are resistant to that. So I love that you're almost creating a space for social media influencers to say that doesn't need to be the only way that you're doing this. And, you know, it's okay to take that break, and, you know, it's okay to not DM people and just really focus on you have a term, and I think you're going to be doing a live or a masterclass on this emotional, I can't remember the word that you called it, emotional marketing or emotional branding, which I love. Yes. Emotional branding, which I love. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And going back to DMing, actually, that's a very good point. Honestly, and you know, so many people might disagree with me or us, but I think it's an absolute obsolete method of closing deals, getting leads, whatever you want to call it. We have to go back to the authentic. People are not about it anymore. You cannot just DM, cold DM people out of the blue that you don't even know. Or worse, you might have followed them, and instead of like sending that genuine message, like, oh, you know, very happy to be connected, like, genuinely happy to be connected with you. Bam, they try to sell you something. No, yeah. that's not how selling works anymore in today's economy. But, you know, we all have to adapt and it's a process. Yeah.
Where can everyone find you? We'll put it in the show notes, but I want to make sure everyone knows where to buy your fashion, learn more about Mega Wins and, you know, movies and such.
All right. So they can find the Mega Wins marketing at the @ dr.megan2you, no spaces. And that's my marketing channel. And you can also find Evmo News at EVMO News, altogether, no space. And there you can also find Evmo Fashion. All you got to do is tap the links in bio and you can get all the info there.
Thank you so much, Megan. You're such an incredible, incredible light. I'm so grateful that we came into each other's lives. And I'm so looking forward for everyone to, even more people to be part of your community and just be able to consume all the goodness that you're putting out there. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, whenever you would like, I'm always open to having you on my platform as well. I learn so much from you every day, Laura. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Megan.
Have a great rest of the day.
You as well.
We hope you've enjoyed that episode of the Laura Sanso podcast. Thank you to our guests. To stay connected to host Laura Sanso, follow her at I Am Laura Sanso or at the Laura Sanso podcast on Instagram. To learn more about Laura, go to www.laurasanso.com.